feel much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you gonna miss me if I won't go away? I'm overtime, I'm in demand, give me a sign.
Welcome to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. This week's extra helping of Folk Roots Radio focuses on the Starlight series at this year's Alora Festival. The festival runs from July the 10th to the 26th, and the Starlight series of late night jazz, blues, and roots shows takes place in the Heritage Barn at the Wellington Museum and Archives. And this year, the Starlight series features the Mike Jansen Trio on July the 11th, Frog and Henry on July the 18th, and Glenn Burr and the Button Factory Band on July the 25th. To learn more about the festival and the Starlight Series today, we're pleased to welcome into the studio Festival Marketing Coordinator Jared Davison. But before we get there, this is Frog and Henry with You Rascal You. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.
Took my wife out to dance, you rascal, you. You took my wife out to dance, you rascal, you. You took my wife out to dance, you brought her back without no pants. I'll be glad when you did, you rascal, you. I will be glad when you did, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you did, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you dead, 6 feet above your head. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Rascal, you. You've had my wife long enough, you rascal, you. You've had my wife long enough, ain't you tired of that old stuff? I'll be glad when you dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you dead, you rascal, you. I'll be glad when you dead, 6 feet above your head. I'll be glad when you dead, you rascal, you.
Thank you.
That's Frog and Henry with You Rascal You from their CD that came out last year, 2014, entitled Frog and Henry. I'm Jan Hall. This is Folk Roots Radio Overtime. We're focusing on the Starlight series at the Ellora Festival. And it's my great pleasure to welcome to the show today Jared Davison, who is the Festival Marketing Coordinator. Great to have you in the studio today,
Jared. Thank you so much for having me, Jan. It's really, really great to be here.
Well, I was pretty excited when you got in touch and said, hey, how do you fancy doing something on the Starlight series at the festival? Because you mentioned that it's jazz, it's roots, it's
and blues. Yep.
And the neat thing about the performers that you brought together this year is that they often move between those genres, and that's pretty exciting.
Very true. All three artists embrace a number of different musical genres, and it's a very tight, small, compact series within the festival that just explores those connections between folk, jazz, blues, country.
Now, the festival itself runs from July the 10th to the 26th.
That's right.
If you want to get the website, check out ellorafestival.ca. What I'd like to do at the start of the interview is give you a chance just to talk about the festival itself, and then let's talk about how the Starlight series fits
in. Sure, absolutely. This is actually the 36th year that the festival's been running. Last year was the 35th anniversary, and we've got 3 weeks of some really, really amazing world-class music. Primarily, the Ellora Festival is focused on choral and classical music. The ensemble in residence, so to speak, is the Ellora Festival Singers. They're an all-professional Juno and Grammy-nominated choir. They play in approximately, you know, seven of the programs that we have on offer this year. But we've got some great stuff. Black Umfolosi from Zimbabwe. They're really interesting. They do the gumboot dances that the early African miners did, and it's, you know, rooted in traditional African folk music. So there's another folk connection there. Some other great stuff. Voces 8 from England. You know, lots of Grammy and award-winning artists are featured this year. And this year we're bringing back the Starlight series. It's something that we haven't had on the plate since 2008. And I was very excited to do the programming for that this year.
So tell us about the Starlight series. I mean, the goal is to try and focus on the other genres. Is that the real intent?
Yeah, that's
here?
Right. You know, principally the Ellora Festival is a community festival, so it really belongs to the community. And in the community, we have a very diverse range of musical interests. And a lot of them cross over, of course. You know, people who love classical music also love jazz. People love folk music, also love blues. So the Starlight series was just a way to bring in some different elements and celebrate song, celebrate music. And we've chosen a very interesting venue for it this year. It's at the Wellington County Museum and Archives Building, which is just an absolutely immense museum. And on the property, they have this newly renovated heritage barn, which has such great atmosphere. It's really, really beautiful. So performers will be playing there, and people can lounge and enjoy the music and enjoy food offered by local vendors and also some craft beer. We've got the Ellora Brewing Company on board this year.
That sounds like a great deal. Mm-hmm. I noticed that all the performances take place at 9:30, and I think that's the
right
intent, to allow people to go to other events and then take in
Correct.
One of the other performances
yeah.
later.
Yeah. Yeah, many of the events you know, that take place throughout the day, we'll, you know, later evening shows will start at 7:30. So when those shows wrap up, people can head over to the Heritage Barn and enjoy some live jazz, blues, and roots music.
So there's the three performances this year. What I thought would be the best way to move forward would be to actually talk about each one individually. We have interviews with Mike Jansen and Glenn Burr coming up on the show. Mike Jansen Trio present the first show. That is on Saturday, July the 11th at 9:30 p.m. Tell us a little bit about Mike Jansen's trio and why you wanted to bring them to the festival.
Well, it's a great way to kick off the festival. Mike Jansen is an absolutely amazing pianist, and his trio, they're all stellar musicians. The bassist and the drummer are just incredible. Mike sings and plays piano. They're a award-winning group. They sell tens of thousands of their records. They play at jazz festivals all over the country. They get lots of critical acclaim from the press. Everybody just loves them. And they do an interesting blend of Broadway standards and explorative versions of pop songs. You know, this is what jazz musicians do. They improvise. So they do these interesting explorative versions of stuff like the Beatles and Coldplay, of all things, plus lots of original tunes. And they're really fantastic, really enjoyable.
Well, I had a chance to talk to Mike earlier this week, and I'd like to play that interview just now. But before we get there, we're going to play the title track from his most recent album. Now, when you listen to the interview, you realize that, like all great musicians, he's already working on two or three other projects, which I personally, as someone who spends her life around musicians, I love to hear people talking about all of the other things they're doing while also being out there promoting their latest album.
You can't keep a good musician down.
That's great. Let's listen to Mike just now. This is the title track from the album Metronome, came out in 2014, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Mike Jansen Trio will be part of the Starlight Series at this year's Alora Festival. Mike and the band will be playing on Saturday, July the 11th at 9:30 p.m. in the Heritage Barn at the Wellington Museum and Archives. And it's great to talk to you today, Mike.
Oh, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's our opportunity to catch up. I think we have talked before. If I remember, we talked a few years ago about your music. But what I'd like to do is give you a chance to talk about how you got involved in music. And obviously, jazz is typically the genre you're involved in. Tell us a little bit about that. And then let's talk about the show that you'll be doing at the Alora Festival this year.
Well, I always loved music. You know, in high school, it was something I gravitated towards. And I guess it gave me my best marks. So I always had this dream of, you know, doing music for a living and being able to write tunes and perform, but it was a bit of a pipe dream. And jazz, you know, it's the kind of thing where I went to Brandon University out in Manitoba for music, and I actually went there as mainly a classically trained piano player. And when I got there, I played a bit of bass too, and I played some bass in jazz bands, and I did an audition for one of the jazz bands on bass. And at the end of the audition, they said the worst thing possible, which is, do you play any other instrument? And so I said, well, I'm a piano major as well, but I can't really play any jazz on that. And, you know, before I knew it, they were counting me into a B-flat blues, which I had never played before. And I just sort of tried to make up a few notes. And the next day I looked on the schedule, and sure enough, I had made the second best jazz band on piano, of all things. So that sort of launched me into it, and I always had it in my ear that I wanted to, you know, really work on jazz. But I ended up first doing a composition degree from University of Toronto, And then once I was done with that, I started practicing lots and playing lots.
So tell us a little bit about the trio, because I think you play with Lionel Lewis and George Kohler. That's still the same trio with you?
That's right. On this show, Ben Riley will be joining us on drums, as well as George Kohler. And yeah, they're two fantastic musicians. George has played with so many people. I mean, he's so many people's favorite bass player, Shuffle Demons, Lila Bialy, Holly Cole, and Ben Riley, a wonderful drummer. You know, he's toured with Bruce Coburn and played a lot of different groups. Planet Earth is a funky group in Toronto and lots of other things. So I'm really excited to play with them. It's a great trio, lots of energy, lots of fun, lots of interaction.
Now, the track we played before we came to interview was Metronome, which is the title track from your most recent album. Are you working on another one as well, though? I got a feel that maybe there's a new album on the way.
There is a new album as well, called Nudging Forever. And Nudging Forever is a piece for 20-piece string orchestra, jazz trio, and Guido Basso. So I'm working on that, going into the studio in about a month from now. So that should be happening really soon, and excited about that as well. And we also have another album coming out called World Clock Ticking with Phil Dwyer, Larnell Lewis, and George Kohler and myself.
Tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they come to the show at the Alora Festival.
They'll definitely experience a combination of lots of different material. So stuff that they'll recognize, like Mrs. Robinson, and some originals as well. And all of our stuff usually puts smiles on people's faces. It's a lot of fun music. It's lots of different styles, lots of great solos. If you've never heard George Kohler solo, you're in for a treat. And I think people will have a smile on their face when they leave. I sure hope so.
Because you like to blend it together, right? The material that obviously was written by other people plus the originals.
Yeah, we do. We just finished a symphony show with Winnipeg Symphony. That was a whole show of just Broadway musicals. Done in a newer manner. The show is called Reimagining Broadway. So we have sort of a whole bunch of different things. I sing a bit. So we'll be doing like a version of Chim Chimney that's quite different than the original. Yeah, we'll be doing some cover songs that people will all recognize. And our originals are usually nice and melodic and, you know, often have a really great groove to them too. So there'll be some funky stuff in there too.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. How would people learn more about your music?
They can check me out at www.mikejansontrio.com. That's probably the easiest way. And from there, they can follow the links to wherever they want to go. But yeah, that's probably the easiest.
We're going to play another track from the Metronome album. The one I selected was The Summer That Winter Was. Can you tell us about that? It's a curious title.
Yeah, it was written during the winter where it really felt like summer the whole time. It was a few years ago where there was no snow, and I think there was blossoms in January, and it's just a piece. It's playing with different textures of major and minor chords, and there's a hope underneath it, and there's also sort of a longing to it. We also record it with some members of the Toronto Symphony. So it has some classical elements and also mixed in with some jazz as well.
Well, that's great. Well, look, thanks for spending the time to talk to us today. This is the Mike Jansen Trio with The Summer That Winter Was from the album Metronome. And we'll look forward to a great show at the Alora Festival.
Hey, we can't wait. It's going to be a blast. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Hi, this is Amber McLean. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario.
This evening, she brought me ham. I don't like them, but I don't give a this morning, this evening, right now. Ain't no use of me working this hard this morning, this morning. Ain't no use of me working this hard this evening, this evening. Ain't no use of me working this hard. I got a woman in the boss man yard this morning, this evening, right now. Said you brought me ham this morning, this morning. She brought me eggs, said you brought me ham this evening, this evening. She brought me eggs, brought me ham. I don't like them, but I don't give up this morning, this evening, right now. Sitting in the chimney jam this morning, this morning. Old hand sitting in the chimney jam this evening, this evening. Old hand sitting in the chimney jam. If that ain't a hot place, I'll be a dog this morning, this evening, right now.
That's Frog and Henry with Setting in the Chimney Jam from their 2014 album entitled Frog and Henry. This is Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall, joined by Jared Davison, marketing coordinator at the Elora Festival. We had a great interview with Mike Jansen, the Mike Jansen Trio, and then Frog and Henry comes on after. And, you know, I just...
You gotta love that guy's voice.
Well, I can't help getting a really great smile on my face every time I listen to them, because they really are coming from another place.
Absolutely.
There is just an incredibly wonderful old-time feel to this. Tell us a little bit about Frog and Henry.
It's like being in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Seeing some guy on a porch with a washboard and a steel guitar. It's just... These guys are absolutely incredible, and the first time I experienced them, it was one of their members doing a solo show at the Cherry Park Festival in Kitchener, and he looked like he was right out of the 20s. He had a steel guitar, the old microphone, playing old songs, and it was such a wonderful experience. I kept them in the back of my mind for 2 years, and I had to book him for the festival, and he has this project called Frog and Henry. And you'll have to come to the show to find out which one's Frog and which one's Henry, of course. But these two guys, they're multi-instrumentalists. They play up to a dozen instruments, including some modified instruments. They have an instrument called the tuba machine, and it's foot pedal operated, presses down the valves. And an instrument called the fotdell. It's like a stand-up bass that's also foot operated, that plays the strings of the bass. So... really amazing to see these guys playing numerous instruments at the same time. And they're doing pre-war music from the 20s and 30s. It's all rooted in the earliest recorded jazz, blues, country, and jug band music. And it's just absolutely amazing. It's going to be a great show.
How long have they been playing together like this? Do you have much history of how they came together?
A couple of years. One of the members, he's been doing his solo stuff for quite a while, and you can often find him playing on the streets of New Orleans and places like that. The two of them now are doing a European tour. They're in Germany, Switzerland, Poland, Italy, and they're playing to capacity crowds, and everybody loves them. So the there's been this tremendous explosion of popularity, and you know, there was a magazine review that said that one of their members is going to go down in folk music history as one of the greats, you know, alongside Bob Dylan and Woody Guthrie and people like that. So you got to catch these guys before they're too big for, you know, a small series like the Starlight series.
And there's something mysterious about them as well, because they, as I understand it, prefer to be just talked about as Frog and Henry
rather than
actually anybody looking behind the scenes to see exactly who they are.
Yeah, that's an interesting facet. We're still not sure which one is which, so...
Yeah, check out their website, frogandhenry.com. There are some pretty good videos on YouTube as well. I posted one to my own Facebook page, if you check out that, just yesterday, because it was like, wow, these guys are great. I'm suddenly looking forward to seeing them at this year's festival. Now, they play on the 18th.
That's right.
At 9:30. And again, remember, that's going to be in the Heritage Barn at the Wellington County Museum and Archives. It's going to be a great venue. And it's the summer. It's going to be warm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that show.
Let's play some more from them just now. We're going to play their version of Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down. It's a really great version. And remember, you can find that on the Frog and Henry album. And if you come to the festival, I'm sure you'll be able to pick up a copy. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.
Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. You've been building your kingdom on the house of God. Satan, your kingdom must come down. The preacher's gonna preach your kingdom down. The preacher's gonna preach your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this land. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I'm gonna pray till tear your kingdom down. I'm gonna pray till tear your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this land. Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. You've been building your kingdom on the house of God. Satan, your kingdom must come down.
That's Frog and Henry with Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down, from their album of the same name. I'm Jan Hall. This is Folk Roots Radio Overtime. My guest today is Jared Davison. We're talking about the Starlight series at this year's Ellora Festival. We've talked about two of the shows that are taking place. Mm-hmm. Now, the third one is also very interesting, because that's Glenn Burr and the Button Factory Band. Now, Glenn Burr is no stranger to the Ellora Festival. Is that right?
That's right. Glenn is such a versatile and active musician and composer. He's a professor at Laurier, and he's been commissioned to write music for the Ellora Festival Singers. One of his pieces, a movement from one of his works that he wrote for the Ellora Festival Singers, appeared on a Juno-nominated Ellora Festival Singers CD called I Saw Eternity. And I got to tell you, Glenn is so active. You know, he's been writing works for the Montreal Symphony. He does orchestral music, chamber music, choral music, film music, theater music, television music, you name it. He just loves music. And when he's not busy, you know, being commissioned to write classical pieces, he does his acid rock, blues, country, jazz band, the Button Factory Band.
Well, it's very interesting. I'm going to try and line up a CD from Glenn because we've got an interview of Glenn coming up very shortly on the show. One of the things you'll learn when we go through the interview is that the Button Factory Band are really just starting to come together with their recorded music. But we're going to listen to a little bit of a track entitled The Circus Lie before we get the interview with Glenn going on the radio.
Great piece.
This is Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall. And this is Glenn Burr and the Button Factory Band with The Circus Lie.
He wails out the song like there's too much to lose. And he feels the times changing deep in the blues. He's a one-man band. He sings stories of his wanderings at the top of his lonely life. The old heroes abide in his bones. He should have been born in a better time, better time, better time. And he takes to the sky. He flies and sings a circus lie. He's an Olympian man. For the love of Christ, he lies again. And his angry women take the stand. He illuminates and celebrates them with his circus lie. He should have been born in a better time, better time, better time. Born in a better time. Born in a better time, better time, better time. Born in a better time. How many lies will we listen to? Is the singing really so sweet? How will we know what to think and do? The tyrants fall and the circus lies
been born in a better time, better time, better time, born in
So it's great to talk to you today, Glenn.
Well, it's nice to be talking to you, too.
You're going to be bringing the Button Factory Band to the Ellora Festival this year. You'll be taking part in the Starlight Series, which takes place in the Heritage Barn at the Wellington County Museum and Archives. The show that you're involved in takes place July the 25th at 9:30 p.m. And I thought the best way to start off this interview is give you a chance to talk about your music with the Button Factory Band and how that fits in with your music as a composer.
Yeah, that's a nice point, actually, and also the Ellora Festival, because that festival has performed my music before, but not in the context of a band, which is kind of a roots rock band. It's always been more in, the classical music world. One of the pieces that the Ellora Festival premiered and actually commissioned was a work for choir and piano, which they have actually recorded. So that's kind of a different world for me, even though it's still music, right? It's just I don't perform that music. Other people perform that music. I guess maybe that's a definition of what contemporary classical music is. With the Button Factory Band, I'm the lead singer and the lead guitar player, and it's still about my music, but I and my colleagues are performing it. I play guitar and keyboard and do the singing, and I've got another guy that does the same thing. He's my second guitar player and singer, and a really interesting, my bass player, Victor Bateman, is actually, he's got a lot of... track record in the country music scene. You know, he started out when he was 18. He's now in his early 50s, and he's been on the road with country music for a long time, and jazz too. So he's also a really good singer. And then Brandon Valdivia from Nicaragua, now living in Toronto, is a very hot drummer percussionist.
So tell us a little bit about the music that the Button Factory Band plays. This is very much a roots rock combo, but I think you dip into jazz and blues at the same time.
Yeah, I have so many musical interests, it's kind of hard to contain them all. So sometimes I just have to decide, okay, put this into a particular compartment package. And so this band is kind of reflects interests that I had in my late teens and early 20s in the great songwriters that we produced here in Canada. And also the blues scene, which is, it's all part of the same team, actually. You know, I'm from Winnipeg, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival is now over 40 years old, and it started when I was just in high school. So there's a kind of a root scene that I grew up in, and I drifted off to become a composer in the more, elite world of classical music. And actually, I've missed this, and I feel that I have a lot to offer now, because as I'm older, I got a lot to say in my songs, and I know a lot about writing music, so I'm kind of applying it to songs in a bit of a simpler form, you know? Like the difference between jazz and blues, for example, you know, jazz is often, the tunes are often longer, there's often quite a few more chords, it's a much more complex system of voice leading and harmony, and I lived in that world for a while, and I found myself just yearning to simplify things, and so as that was happening in my jazz playing, I realized, hold it, you're going right back to the blues, so why resist? So I started a band. My band, the Button Factory Band, is kind of a blues, kind of country-oriented rock band.
So when you play shows with the Button Factory Band, how much of your show is music by other people interpreted by the band, and how much is your own composition?
This band is all based on my own compositions, my songs. If we play any music by anybody else, it's usually just to add a bit of spice to the show. You know, like we do an annual show every fall at a venue in Waterloo called the Button Factory, which is how we got our name. It's called Art Rock at the Button Factory. So we do an hours of my music, and then 15 or 20 minutes of some really interesting covers of some classic rock songs. The last show we did White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane and a Janis Joplin song mixed in with our own music. You know, all the music that influences us, sometimes we'll cover that as well.
So when you talk about those influences, when people come to a show, do they get to feel the influence of different people? I was just reading your bio, and you mentioned people like Bob Dylan, Thelonious Monk, Jimmy Page, and even Jimi Hendrix. Do those influences weave their way into your own work?
Oh yes, definitely. That's why I mentioned those names. You know, I'm one of these people. I feel myself as sort of I've got a progressive streak and a radical streak. I think like anyone that lived through the 20th century has. But I'm also a traditionalist, and even in my concert music, when I'm writing for string quartets and orchestras, I feel that if it doesn't, you can't feel the past in the new work in some way, then it's almost like it doesn't exist. So Yeah, Bob Dylan, very, very strong influence. Thelonious Monk, a strong influence from American music, you know, the country and folk and blues traditions, but also our own songwriters here. And all of my bandmates are very, very good at improvisation. So even though our recordings are quite formal recordings of songs, our live shows are actually quite different. The reason I mentioned Led Zeppelin in that list is one thing I loved about their shows when you see the videos is how they would expand each song with every new show. You know, it would become something bigger. The composition would evolve. And that happens with us all the time. It's something I really enjoy.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. I am curious as to how much of the Button Factory exists in a recorded form. We're going to play a song of yours just now. But have you had a chance to record together very much?
Yes, we've done. We did a live recording of our last show, our art rock show, and we produced four or five very excellent videos from that, and they're all good audio on that as well. So that's what I'm using for my marketing right now. But actually, I'm right in the middle of recording. I just started recording of a CD, and I believe you're going to play one of my songs, While the Babies Sleep. It's one of the first songs we've recorded. It was recorded live, so now I'm starting to work on a studio version of that. And what you have is actually the first... I'm about to do some overdubs on that track, although I really like it the way it is now in its simple solo form, but I'm in the process of doing band overdubs on that now. So I'd say we probably have a full CD ready by, I don't know, we're hoping by mid-September, something like that.
Well, look, it's been great to talk to you today. Let's play that track just now. This is Glenn Burr and the Button Factory Band with While Babies Sleep. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime, and I'm Jan Hall.
Sun's going down on the town, and the innocent ones do weep. There's a goodly soul getting tied to the gallows pole while a baby sleep. What is a king? What is a queen? What do the angels say? The jester shatters a figurine, and the old world fades away. Taken his eyes, he reconciles with his kin, and then dies. All the good men are blinded or bound, and the great ladies rejoice. Exquisite sound with a broken voice. There's a ghostly man, and he's cursed and crazy. The lion has no teeth. He scatters the birds with an English daisy. There's a tempest on the heath. Cordelia lies on the funeral pyre. The mourners weep. The sun goes down and takes her fire, while the babies sleep.
That was Glenn Burr. Wonderful interview with him. And While Babies Sleep, that's just about all we have time for on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today. My guest has been Jared Davison from the Alora Festival. It's been pretty fun, hasn't it, Jared?
It's been a great hour spent with you, Jan. Loved it tremendously. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been my pleasure to be here. Now, if people want to get more information on the Starlight Series at the Alora Festival, how should they do that?
Well, the best way to do that is to check out our website. It's at alorafestival.ca. You can find out more information about our program for July and also purchase tickets online. Or feel free to give us a call at 519-846-0331 and talk to one of our friendly box office people. Tickets can also be purchased in person at our office. It's in Alora, right on the main street, Metcalf. It's 136 Metcalf Street. We look forward to seeing you.
And I think Frog and Henry will be having an appearance in Alora in advance of the festival?
That's correct. They'll be at the Alora Public Library as part of their Carnegie Cafe program, showcasing their interesting modified instruments and talking about their music.
That's awesome. Look forward to that. And what's the date for that?
I believe it's June the 26th.
That's great. Jared, it's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to leave you today with the Mike Jansen Trio and Long Journey Home, rather appropriately. And I'll see you next time for another Folk Roots Radio Overtime. You're on CFRU 93.3 FM. Find us online at folkrootsradio.com. Thanks again.